I was thinking what a wonderful opportunity we have, because the English language is full of so many glorious words. Omni-available, was it? I was going omnivore. We've been talking about love and how it's really quite a floppy word unless you get really careful about the circumstances and the situation and the relationships that you're using it in. The other word that's really caught me this week is psychic break. And I tried Googling that, and it doesn't come up. Psychotic break comes up. Well, I don't think any of us are psychotic, although we might be, and we just don't believe it. Anyway, my point is that there is so much that's different about each one of us, and yet we are all here because there is the glory and the expression of life living. There was a phrase in the hippie days, that dates me, about trees treeing. And why isn't man manning or womaning? And, you know, so this is a play on words that I was thinking about when I got up here. We're so different. And the expression of each of us in the fullness of our life and living is really what makes this glorious opportunity juicy, with different flavors and just like one big fruit salad. We could, yeah, I know. We could all be, yeah, that's where I was going too. What a wonderful fruit salad we all are. But you get what I'm trying to say, perhaps.
We're all mentally ill.
We should all be certified, right?
Organic.
So, a psychic break is really a break from the reality that everybody else is experiencing. You know, somebody can look at somebody else and say, you must have experienced a psychic break because my world isn't like that. And if you start to define us, if we start to lose sight of the fruit salad and just look at the blackberries or the bananas, then we're going to miss the glory of the whole and the wholeness. So I'm really working with my reality is coming through me in this moment, is expressing through my heart and my mind and my mouth. And your reality is coming through you sitting there and listening to me. I won't ask you what's going on in your mind as you listen to me, but you're sitting there with your hearts open, I trust, and available. And you didn't use this word in our prep. We had a wonderfully juicy conversation in the prep time for this time. But somebody, I think, used the word curious, or at least in the conversation, that's what came up in my mind. Curiosity. And don't we need that when we meet somebody who's different? Or when something happens, how about, you know, I love all these wonderful people, and then somebody does something that's really quite mean or unexpected, and that happens. What are you going to do? Say, oh, that, you know, they have a psychic break from reality? Or are you just going to say they're very different and maybe I need to take a look at things? Maybe I need to be maintain the wholeness of my own world and remember that there's a fruit salad that we're all part of. And remember that my part of it is just as important as everybody else's, because we're mixing and making those flavors together. But it happens. So what am I going to do? I'm going to close down, and I'm suddenly we become whatever we are, 40 different people instead of one community. You close down into this is my reality, this is how I see the world, and I believe this, and people shouldn't that, and the government ought to, and everything has suddenly got tighter, and I'm taking it all personally. Everything that's happened to me has caused me to be the way I am. Well, you could look at it from the other point of view. You could step outside all of that and go, well, isn't that interesting? What happened to me has actually brought me to right here and right now. Everything that's happened to me has brought me right now to this moment. I think Jane said it on Sunday. We come, each one of us comes from a long line of survivors. I mean, that sounds really weird. The first time I heard it, it sounded really weird anyway. But if our parents hadn't survived, we wouldn't be here. If their parents hadn't survived. So we come from a long line of survivors. And that's life moving in whatever direction it can to keep manifesting. It's not going to get stopped by a dead end. You know, if one person passes off the planet, I don't know how many people pop into the planet at the same, are born into the planet at the same time. I think it's more than equal. You know, as people leave, there are more people, more beings taking up residence on this planet. Life is constantly, first of all, it's constantly on the move. Secondly, it's constantly glorious. There is no other way to be a tree or a flower or a horse or a cat or a budgerigar. There is simply life horsing. So what about life sherrying? Life ruthing? Because the combination and the expression is not going to be stopped. I can opt out. My mind and my heart can say, uh-uh, I'm not up for this. No, go away. You know, keep away from me. I'm done. And what are you doing? You're cutting something off. You're cutting something down. And who's it hurting? The contraction is what happens. I think we were talking, and I forget where, of how much of our being is unseen but tangible. The smallest part of what, the smallest part of us is what you can see. And if that's true, how much of what you can't see but you can feel is present? And are we going to reduce from our life experiences everything down to this skin? And it's all going to stay inside, and I'm not going to say a word. Or am I going to shine regardless? Come through regardless? Am I going to be stopped? I love the, I guess it's an urban legend, but it may be true, of the little flower poking up through the pavement in New York City. Because life will go on lifing wherever it can. And if you cut yourself off, life will just find another way to move through and keep on moving and adding to this fruit salad. You know, there is fruit out there that we know not of yet. And it's all on its way in here. So I really appreciate having this wonderful, strange, that's not negative, by the way, family to be part of, to feel myself in. If you're laughing, you're probably recognizing that you're strange. So it's just part of the wholeness of what is occurring on the planet at this time, as we see each other and recognize each other and share that expression, which we call love, that cannot be anything other than the fullness of who we are in this moment. Everything I've experienced has brought me to now.